Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So excited!
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two, staring us square in the face like that new Seahawks logo, if you saw that. They created a new logo for the Seahawk looking dead at you, and it still looks as creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects, rolling through hour number two.
Charlie came in, and not that I don't love having him, but we were on a roll on some things, so I wanted to circle back with some text messages just to make sure we get those in, because we love our peoples.
The suspects.
And we love their texts. One of them being, is this an early sign of Brady's catching the Madden curse? I mean, the hater in me kind of wants it to be. Like, I know that's a bit of a haterish type of thing, but and then somebody else texted, was this the first good Thursday night game ever? It's up there.
It's a pretty good call.
Unless you're a Patriots fan, but it was up there as far as fun to watch.
Now, I know a lot of you are gonna say, oh no, because next Thursday's better.
Texans, of course it is.
Texans Bengals.
Yeah, don't count on it. Don't count on it at all. That might be another suck game. I cleaned my belly button yesterday because of you, Barry. Well, good. Good for you. I'd be lying if I didn't say I did an inspection in the shower this morning. And not only did I clean my belly button, there was really nothing in it, by the way.
Not a caterpillar?
No. No caterpillar, no roaches. A potato didn't fall out, so it obviously wasn't that dirty.
Umbilical cord? No.
No. Overall, pretty clean in there. So I don't know
what
you guys...
looking at both of us? We're just telling you, if you're such a hygiene guy, you should clean that too.
I'm just saying, I don't know what weird wiping order you guys are going in.
Check the back of your ears.
It's front to back. Yeah, I always clean those. I'm not worried about that. I should check at the end of the day.
We got some tweets yesterday about the fact that it stinks back there.
Yeah, but I cleaned it. No issues whatsoever. So I don't know what you guys are doing, but...
We're cleaning
whatever it is, you must be disgusting.
Don't take a toothbrush to it.
Somebody texted said they were in Virginia when I was messing with Nick about Eastern time zones. See, we have a guy in Virginia, which is also a term I use for something else.
I just thought about it when you said it. Yeah, just thought about it when you said it.
Somebody wanted to remind us that, well, Barry, FYI, the last three times the Patriots lost their opening game, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's a Patriot fan.
Gotta be.
Oh, boy.
Right?
You're either a Patriot fan or you're the rest of the world.
We had a call about Brock Osweiler, and OU Mike wanted to discuss the fact that Denver's three quarterbacks are basically the same as this show's lineup. You know what? Not all that good, is what he said.
Shush it.
Yeah, first of all, OU Mike, you can go to hell.
Again.
For that.
For like the 85th time.
But if we were Denver's lineup, I'm going to go out on a limb
Trevor.
Say, no,
sure.
No. Hold on. Let me finish talking. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll say Joel is Trevor Siemian because you lead the show.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I am Paxton Lynch because I'm the more talented
and you're making me
and
Brock.
Handsome. Yeah, you're Brock
Osweiler.
There's
no doubt you're Brock. That was the one that was hands down. That was decided.
Why am I being Brock? Why am I the backup?
Well, I mean.
The backup of the backup.
You're terrible.
You lost to the rookie.
You're just a terrible. You're a terrible person. You say all the right things because you think
salesman,
it sounds good.
Because you're an insurance salesman.
Yeah, you say things that sound good, but no one believes anything you say. And everyone,
I want to hear from the people.
And everyone hates you.
I want to hear
That's
from the
probably
people.
It, too.
I don't think they would make me Brock.
No?
Actually, they might.
They probably No, I was going to say I'm probably Brock to the peoples. Well, at least there's a few haters on the text line.
Neither one of you are a giraffe, nor am I, so I don't know how we're going to pull that off. But, I mean, by the way, OU Mike should just focus on a big game this weekend instead of all of, he's just always overly focused on us. Don't let Oklahoma lose that game, Mike. We can drop some hate on you on Monday, Chief.
Yeah, just don't hold your breath because they probably will. Just what we need to drop a nuclear bomb in the middle of a hurricane. So now that thing would become a swirling death storm of radiation. And then some people were bringing up HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Hey, dummy, they already could. Well, actually, the texter called us all morons, including Charlie. So I just want you guys to know that the text goes for everyone.
It is a blanket.
Yes, yes. But basically, apparently, HAARP controls the weather, and we're morons because we didn't know that. I mean, I don't know.
Nestor Carmona, things to worry about.
Nestor Carmona had tweeted and said something about his buddy mentioned HAARP. I still don't know what that is. I would look it up, but honestly, I don't care.
I don't either.
I really don't. Like, I'm not one of those. Are you guys one of those chemtrail guys where you think the government is controlling the weather via chemtrails?
No, I am not.
Did you see Joel?
I like that.
So Joel is saying no, but he's actually shaking his head.
I nod my head to think, Barry, I'm leading him down one path, and then I say no, because I'm not. Okay. And you know what? I'm also tired of this. I'm tired of the fact that everybody, look, we entertain you. You have us on your radio for a reason, right? You're listening to us, whether you admit it or not, but we don't try to entertain you so that you can take shots at us. Otherwise, we'd just be spraying bullets on you all day. So just enjoy the process, but don't sit there and think that, first of all, do you think that we really have that much time to delve into HAARP?
I thought that was like isn't that a home loan?
It sounds like another insurance company for old people.
Yeah.
Ed, have you filled out your HAARP application?
You guys take a HAARP card?
Dang it, if I don't get that new walker, I'm going to be ticked.
I'm getting recommendations for my last name if I change my name so that I can make it as a big-time media guy, like Bob Allen and Dan Patrick. Somebody said my last name should be McLovin.
I think Barry Lamone.
We also got Barry Larry. My last name should be Larry. I have no idea.
Don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't want it to rhyme.
And it could have Larry's Berries.
No.
Barry Lamone.
No.
Barry Lemon.
No.
No?
Nope. Don't like it. And then last one, somebody wanted to know, how about under my toenails? Did I inspect those? No. What are you doing? You have to inspect your toenails every shower. No. I don't.
No,
I clean my fingers and toes.
This one bothered me yesterday, though. Do you seriously clean under your toenails every time you shower?
Under them? No, I didn't say that. I said I clean my fingers. Like, I scrub my fingernails.
Oh, I thought you meant the toenails, too, because I was thinking,
toenails.
Like,
no.
Dude, who sits there in the shower and has some kind of, like,
because your toenails
device?
Don't get dirty. Like, your fingernails get dirty. Like, especially with as much yard work as I do, my fingernails get, so I try to keep them real short as well, so I'm not walking around with dirt underneath my fingers all the time. But, no, I'm not, no. No, that's, no. That's two different things completely.
Your manicure takes care of that, doesn't they?
Yeah, you know, well, I'm fancy, so.
Have you ever?
Never.
Would you ever?
I've never had a manicure. I've never had a pedicure, and I wouldn't do either. I take that back. My wife, she'll give me a pedicure on my feet. Like, she'll buff out my heels. Because sometimes,
really?
Yeah, sometimes the dogs can get to barking. They'll look like, sometimes because I run, I'm a runner.
I'm with you. I beat the hell out of my feet, but that's why. But I had.
Like, mine will get rough. Like, mine will look like I played soccer with a pineapple barefoot or something. They'll get to looking bad. No, not that bad. But they'll get to looking bad. So she cleans them up for
like,
me.
Like, I beat the hell out of my feet with running and basketball and all that other stuff. But that's why I had two friends that, like, forever in a day would bug me that I had to go get a pedicure because I would never do the manicure thing. The pedicure. No, we'll pay for it. I don't care who pays for it. I don't want them doing it. And lo and behold, one time I said, okay, one time I will go with you guys. The minute I took my shoes and socks off and I got the most confusingly evil look from the woman, and she's like, oh no.
Did she really say that?
Oh yeah. And just she's like, what you do you? And I'm like, all right, that's it.
Wow.
Did
you just go John Granado
a
on
little
the
bit,
show?
Went Asian.
But she was Asian.
Do your Asian voice again. Do
no,
it again. Do it again. I really
it,
like
but
that.
Not, but I mean, it wasn't about who it was, but like she kept saying, she looked at me, she goes, your feet are terrible. Just awful. I'm like, so what do I want? A confidence boost? That's why I'm in the chair? I don't want any part of this. I never would ever go back. They go back like every week. I can't do it.
So she wasn't very sensitive about
that. Not at all. No, brash that, and though. Abrasive is what I got. As abrasive as my heel.
I like this. My sister told me a story one time where she went in and she was like, hey, I need to get a refill. And the lady was like, okay, do you want me to wax your lip too?
Oh, wow.
She was like, excuse me? Like, uh-uh.
Yeah, that's not a good one there.
That's hilarious.
Yikes.
Oh, I was like, girl, I didn't even know you had a mustache. Look at you. That's good to know. My sister has a mustache. That's fantastic.
Oh, my sister's got more than that.
Wow.
I don't normally.
You're so brutal.
I just would never say it on the air.
She's got a ZZ Top beard.
No, she doesn't have that.
She's got a goatee.
I love my
family. A Fu Manchu.
No. No.
That's great.
So we've got a lot going on. We are going to keep rolling on with the show. We've got Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union, who is the Jacksonville Jags beat writer. We're going to get him on. We're going to get Jake Kaplan on to the Chronicle, who is the beat writer for your Houston Astros. Later on in the show, we're going to cover some college games. We're going to go over our picks. So don't go anywhere.
Our what?
Our picks. I did my Mark Wahlberg.
I saw that.
And we can even still talk about the New England Patriots. Thanks, Marky Mark. All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. The foul and silent play in a shadow of power. A spectacle monopolized.
The camera's eyes are choice disguised. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Deep into hour number two.
It's
as we do sports and things.
It's going super fast.
So far.
It really is.
Don't jinx it.
And we've got a bunch of stuff to cover, too. We've got to get to our picks. So at some point today, we've got to pick. We're going to pick some games for the weekend, right? We're going to do Nick's picks. We'll do that at the end of the show, and we'll pick five games. We still have to do our preseason predictions.
Yep.
For division winners, Super Bowl, and all that. And we'll do our awards predictions as well. We still got to talk about the college football. We got a ton of stuff to get to, man. And we got guests. We've got the Jags beat writer coming up at 2:45.
Ryan O'Halloran.
Yep. Jake Kaplan at 3:30. So,
beat
yeah.
Beat writer of the Astros.
Expecting Leonard Courtright to give us a call any moment. So, yeah, this should be good. All right. Here's another great way to help and serve our community if you're interested. Houston radio stations are teaming up to raise funds for the Houston Food Bank. All funds raised will stay local and nourish our community, providing food and supplies to those who need it most. Go to HoustonFoodBank.org/HoustonRadio to make a monetary donation. Help heal, rebuild. The HoustonFoodBank.org/HoustonRadio to make your contribution.
Let's do it. Houston's already shown that they can.
Yeah,
that was
this
well
is
done,
really
by
cool. Thank you. This is really cool because it's all the different radio stations. It's, you know, CBS, it's Cox, it's Gow, iHeart,
yeah.
All getting together to do this. So I like seeing the camaraderie amongst us competitors.
And as you guys know, that we have all come together as a city. We've come together, as Barry mentioned, as radio stations trying to make a difference. And as this show goes, we tried to make a difference in trying to be very, very focused on the help and rebuild thanks to Hurricane Harvey. And one of the things that we're going to do right now and spend a little time focused on is we're going to bring in someone that can kind of walk you through some of the do's and don'ts and things that you should be red flagging and being aware of as you try and rebuild if you've had any kind of damage. So right now we want to welcome in Leonard Courtright. He is the man with a plan from Allied Siding and Windows. He is here to kind of walk you guys through some of the do's and don'ts as you rebuild and or get back into the swing of things, trying to fix and repair the house that you've had a damage to in Hurricane Harvey. Leonard, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, thank you for having me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Why don't you kind of give the people of Houston and the surrounding areas a little kind of a watch out for, hey, take note and don't fall into the trap of as they start getting into this process that we just talked about.
Yeah, so what happened after our last major hurricane, that was mostly wind damage, excuse me. And, you know, wind damage is covered by insurance. So homeowners had their insurance company to help navigate through the process. In this case, there's about 80% of damaged homes that do not have flood insurance. Therefore, people are kind of going it on their own, and there's really nobody to help them. And that's a huge concern of mine. I wrote a book called Don't Move, Improve. And part of that was how to protect yourself from getting into a relationship with a bad contractor. And the very worst one is an out-of-state storm chaser, and it gets, you know, better from there, but none of them are good. So because people are just blowing it on their own, I am working diligently every day to get the word out on a few things, and thank you for the opportunity to do that today. And really, there's three things that you want to do. There's the demo phase, which most folks have done. That's tearing out the drywall, the, you know, the soggy carpet and all the damaged goods to the house. And then there's the dry out, and of course, there's the build back. So the concern I have relative to the demo is folks are doing their best. There's a lot of wonderful organizations that are helping people, church volunteers and so on, to get rid of the bad drywall and some of the obvious things. However, we are running into, we're following a lot of these groups, behind a lot of these groups, and we're running into some things they just don't know any better. For instance, the framing members of a house will wick water differently than the drywall will. So what we're finding is people are cutting the drywall up to about the water line, not knowing that the stud behind the drywall is wet 2 feet above the water line. So we have a moisture meter that our guys will use in the home to see how high we need to go to cut out the drywall to get, you know, access to the framing members to make sure that they're dried out properly. The second thing is that dry out. People are thinking if they put a $12 fan in the house, they can dry out the house. They really can't do that. So we have industrial evaporators. And here's the thing, guys, a 2x4 in Houston left to dry on its own will literally take months with the humidity. So with our drying equipment, we will dry it out in about 7 to 10 days. So it really does make a huge difference. And then lastly is the build back. And you know what, to be honest with you, that's the area where some folks may DIY. They may be able to do some of the drywall repair and trim work and replace those interior doors themselves. But that demo is just a dangerous issue you want to be very careful of, and that dry out is very important. But above all, make sure you're being careful to find a good local company to do this work for you.
Now, Leonard, what do you recommend when it comes to once they get the sheetrock out, especially on the exterior walls? Some people have insulation, which I imagine is soggy. What about folks that maybe have the sprayed-in foam insulation? What should they do with that? Do you leave it? Do you take it out? How do you handle that?
You're really going to want to carve it out because it acts as a sponge. And the issue is you'll be able to dry out what you see on the inside of the house, but what you don't see is the moisture between that spray-in foam insulation and the exterior siding or brick or whatever you have on the outside of the house. You're really going to want to go from the inside out all the way to the outside facing of the house, if that makes sense. You're going to want to see an empty cavity there with the studs, the empty cavity. And then, of course, the other issue is you'll have things like plumbing and electrical in that cavity that you want to be very careful of. So our guys are trained, of course, to go around, and if there's electricity in the home still, to turn off all the applicable breakers for the areas that did get wet where we're having to trim back the drywall. But you definitely want to get a very empty cavity and make sure that you get those framing members completely dry before you cover them up with new drywall.
So the other question that I got for you is something that I've dealt with personally, and that is in the past I haven't had flood insurance, but I have had a roof leak. And I'm wondering, is there a way that you can find out if you're insured, and is there a way to capitalize on the insurance? You don't have flood insurance, but it was not flooding. It was coming in through the roof of the building.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is, if it comes from above, it's probably covered by insurance. So if you have a leak in the roof or a broken water line or a toilet leaking upstairs or those kind of things, if water comes from above, it's probably covered by your insurance. If it comes bottom up, that is flood, it's probably not covered by your insurance. One of the things we're doing, and like I said, you know, 80% of your listeners don't have flood insurance, and that's what's the heartache of this whole thing. So one of the things we're doing is we're extending free financing to people that did not have flood insurance, and then we're doing work, the dry out, the demo, and the build back for about 20% less than what the insurance going rate is. Kind of reminds me, if you go to the doctor or the dentist, they'll say, do you have insurance or are you a self-pay? If you're a self-pay, a good dentist will give you a little better price. And that's what we're doing. If folks are having to, you know, break the piggy bank or get a loan or whatever, we're working with them in a great way. And, you know, that's not just my company. That's what the good company should be doing right now. That's the right thing to do for Houston. We're all in this together. Let's take care of each other. Recognize some folks don't have the money to build back, so we'll help them with, you know, good prices and then free financing.
Leonard Courtright from Allied Siding and Windows joins us. Leonard, before we let you go, tell us, you mentioned about the out-of-state storm chasers. What should folks be on the lookout for, kind of as a red flag when they're talking to folks, if they're not getting you guys out there?
Well, there's the obvious of an out-of-state license plate. You know, ask where the person lives in town. If they say they're living at the local, you know, hotel or something, that's a red flag, obviously. But I was asked this question on an interview earlier. certainly there's going to be more work than there is labor in Houston to do, and that's correct. So, as you know, we have about 100 folks in my business in Houston, and we're going to need more than that. So we are bringing people in from our other markets, but probably from outside the state. So having somebody from out of state is not bad, but you want them to be working for a local company. In other words, if you hire an out-of-state storm-chasing company, they're going to leave and go, frankly, to probably Florida next when they're done in Houston, and you won't see them again. Now, we will have to bring in some additional labor because of the amount of work for the next probably 18 months, but they're all working through my local company. So that's a good way to kind of draw the line. Yeah. Hire a local company, recognize it may bring in some temporary help because of the volume of work, but then you have that local company with a local phone number that'll be there if you need them.
Leonard, real quick, tell people how to reach you just in case they want to at least pick your brain and see if you might be able to help them out.
You bet. We got an army of folks that are coming out to help people, whether you have us do the work for you or not. We just want to be a help to our community. It's the easiest phone number in Houston. It's 713-WINDOWS, 713-WINDOWS for Allied Siding and Windows. We have an army of folks that will come out and help you with your demo, your dry out, or your build back, or we'll just be a big brother to help you through the process.
Leonard, thanks for doing what you do, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend. Leonard Courtright, President, Allied Siding and Windows, and a guy that, like he said, could be your big brother, just give you some advice. Know where to go and how to do this because, look.
It's scary, dude. If you don't know what you're doing.
You can get taken to the cleaners.
It's like you talked about, there's the dangers of the DIY and, you know, the electrical and everything. Man, get somebody that you know and that you can trust.
How many people that are already out there saying, be aware of the voicemails and the messages you're going to start getting because they just don't have a conscience and they just, it's like the looters that were out there. Yeah, they just.
Do it.
713 Windows, if you need help with any or all of that, Leonard's the kind of guy that's going to point you in the right direction, and maybe he can help you too. We'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half of The Usual Suspects. 90 in the rear view, 90 in the windshield. As we continue to press on and move forward, we've covered Astros. We've covered Rock. No, not Rock. We've covered Texans, Astros, Charlie, and the fact that we've gotten in a little extra help for the hurricane comeback.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you know what tonsil stones are?
I would say that they're stones on your tonsils.
All right. Well, thank
you. That's just my guess.
Captain Obvious.
Well, that's what I've been called worse.
I get these things every once in a while. I didn't know what they are, but I was just curious if you guys ever get them. Because it's this weird, like, thing that forms, like, in the tonsil. But then I can feel them. They start to fall out of your tonsils. And you ever thought you swallowed something, like a bug, in the middle of the night, like when you're sleeping? I've woken up before thinking I swallowed a bug. And come to find
really?
Out, yeah, come to find out it's these tonsil stones. Sometimes they'll fall out on their own, but sometimes they don't. But they'll sit there at the edge of your tonsil in your throat. And you can, like, feel it on your tongue, or you can feel it in your throat, but it's, like, this scratchy feeling. It's just this little thing. It's nasty. It's disgusting, by the way.
I'm looking at them right now.
Pretty disgusting, right? I have to get a Q-tip. Nick, Google them. I'm telling you,
it's gross.
And
you can get them off?
Yeah. I have to get a Q-tip out and then, like, sit there. And it takes a while because I gag myself.
I bet you would.
Because it's just, it's the worst. And I think I have another one because I can feel the scratchiness in my throat. They suck, man. I don't wish them on anybody.
So I'm looking on WebMD right now because I have something similar, but I thought it was reflux related. But I get to where, like, I get granulated, and this is going to be really disgusting, but it's like granulated saliva. It ends up being like you can feel them in the back of your throat. And, like, when you're working out or whatever and you kind of do that, and they'll come up.
Oh, no, these don't. I have to get, like, a Q-tip. Like, somebody just texted and said, I get them all the time. First of all, what is it with dudes? I get them all the time. They smell terrible, and you can scrape them out on your own, but you gag yourself. Yeah.
That's exactly what I know.
Yeah,
you do. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But I don't smell them, sir. Why are you smelling your tonsil stones?
Can I just tell you something?
What?
He's absolutely right.
So you do get these. But mine don't. I can't just.
Now, a lot of it, too, could be, just so you know, and Lance Zierlein will be the first one to tell you this, but a lot of, you might have, that's reflux.
I don't have reflux.
But from broadcasting.
I'm a man.
When you're on, when you do as much as we do on the air, talking repetitively, consistently for like 3 hours at a time, a lot of times that kind of stuff can also be a cause or an effect of that.
Somebody said it might be herpes. No, it's not herpes. I don't have throat herpes, sir or ma'am. That
but the reason been a lady. Why, when I've been running before and the granules come, I'm like, what the heck is this, right? So I take it out of my mouth and I'm like, and you just kind of like, I'm feeling like, is this bad? You know, so.
No, these are hard as a rock. They don't. These are not granules.
This, like, it comes
I could
up.
I could shatter a window if I threw it. Like, they're hard.
So this would be, mine would be more like how, like, a small piece of gum would feel. But when you roll, like, when you try and squeeze it in your fingers.
That's a booger, Joel. It smells. You got boogers.
No, that's all it is. It smells nasty.
That's so gross.
I'm just telling you.
It is so gross. Oh yeah, I think I have one right now, so I'm gonna have a terrible weekend trying to get. I don't. What's the deal with people smelling them though? Why are you smelling it?
I said I did it by accident. I'm running and I coughed this up. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, is it part of my gum or whatever?
And you pull it out of your mouth.
I pull it out of my mouth, and then it starts. It's like, you know, it starts breaking up, and I'm like, woo, baby, that's it's nasty.
I would just smell it though.
I don't know. Because my dad smells his earwax, so I might as well keep the family tradition alive. I don't know.
I don't need to smell it. My breath smells bad enough on its own. I don't need to be in there smelling around what my tonsils are making. No thanks. That's hilarious.
It's nasty, though. I know exactly what you're
talking about.
Yeah,
so I get to look forward to that this weekend. I hate it.
Hey, NFL notes that we didn't touch on, just kind of things that popped up throughout the course of the day. First one, the NFL has added on to the suspension of now gone and a lot of people would wish was forgotten, Josh Brown, the kicker. He got one game initially. Just out of the blue today, he got 6 games.
More.
Added on. You see any correlation with maybe a certain other case that they're dealing with?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's the case or not.
It
like
sure
a correlation.
Seems to have. It seems to be like the only reason why they do it, because Josh Brown is not finding his way back into this league anytime soon. He's 38 years old, and he's already someone no one wants from a PR perspective on their team.
It's funny because ESPN asked, and the response from the league was, timing has nothing to do with Zeke and made no sense to hold this until Zeke was complete.
Sure. You go ahead and believe that.
It's a bad look. Once again, NFL, get your bleep together, man. Why do you wait? Why not come out and say, you know what? We're going to go back and reexamine all cases and try to get this right. We admit we've bumbled it or something. But, dude, this is so bad. The NFL is a joke. The office of the commissioner and the way that they handle these, not that I'm saying anything new. This might be a hot take. But they are a joke because they continue to shoot themselves in the foot and do stupid stuff like this.
No question about it. And look, you know, for all the people that have hated on Bud Selig forever, I mean, Roger Goodell is doing his best part to take the crown and run with it as the most hated and despised commissioner of any one of the major sports ever.
Jeez.
He can't get wrong right. I mean, this is why we have past precedents, to go back and refer to these things back. But when you look at past precedents and there's no consistency, well then...
If you're going, just own it. Just be like, you know what? We've heard the voices out there that are saying, well, why does Josh Brown only get one game and Zeke get 6? We've heard you. We're going to go back and we're going to reinvestigate the Josh Brown case and reassess the penalty. And if it needs to be more, we'll do it. That way, when you come out and go, well, we've gone back and looked and he's getting 6 more, you don't look like an idiot. But just come out and own it, because I think people would respect that more.
Absolutely.
If they just came out and said, we realize we haven't handled all of these in the best way possible. We're going to go back and we'll start with Josh Brown.
Absolutely right. But they can't, just like dumb. I said, they can't get wrong right. I mean, that to me is just, in a nutshell, what the legacy of Roger Goodell really is, because he can't get anything right and he doesn't take the time to make an educated decision. He makes a knee jerk, and then he's got to go back and fix it, which just makes it worse.
Yeah.
The other one that I knew you would get really get a kick out of that our good friend Lenny on Twitter sent my way, thinking because we do have a keen eye for these kind of things, would have already found, and we didn't. But just in, free agent NFL cornerback Antonio Cromartie and his wife Tarika announced the birth of a baby girl, Jet Paxton, born August 30th. This is the couple's sixth child. It's Cromartie's 14th. If you've remembered previous years of Hard Knocks, where he couldn't even remember all the names of all of his children. You want to know why I'm bringing this to you, Barry?
Why?
Because aside from all those stats, because I brought you those stats because I know you like them.
Right.
Here's the kicker. And it isn't a kicker. It's a defensive back. Antonio Cromartie, this is his third child since his vasectomy.
I'd give my money back on that vasectomy.
What, you damn right. You have a vasectomy, and you have three more kids.
Man, that's bad.
You got Michael Phelps swimming for you, or what? Holy moly. Three? Once, maybe. But three?
One, you think, okay, well, you know.
It happens, and it's not supposed to, I get it.
Yeah.
Three?
Even prisons aren't 100%. But
good Lord. Yeah.
That's bad.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know the science behind vasectomies.
Yeah, it's like tying a shoe or something. I don't know. But bottom line is the knot ain't holding.
Is it just a stop sign? And now they're just rolling through it? Or I don't know how that works, but that can't be good.
That is just, to me.
That's funny.
I mean, I'm telling Lenny right now, thanks.
Lauren Pope said, you know Barry's going to sniff that tonsil stone once he gets it out this weekend. No, Lauren, I'm not. I'll take their word for it that they smell, but no. Jerry on Twitter said, Barry, funky button, throat pebbles, tongue goblins, I'm out. I'll see you lepers on Monday. Shut up, Jerry.
That's the crazy thing is I didn't know the medical name that you gave to them, but they're similar. I guess yours are.
Everybody's checking in. Somebody's Jay Webby said you're about to get hammered on the whole throat tonsil thing, Barry. Yeah, I know. It's happening. Juan said worst segment to listen to while eating are bad. Nick, I get them sometimes. I cough it up. It's like a white ball. Yeah. And then Aaron Powell said I coughed one of those up running last weekend.
See?
I had no idea. I'm glad to know what it is now.
Smell it next time.
No. Hey, Francisco backed you up.
Yeah, and Jay on Twitter said, I know exactly what you're talking about, Joel, and it's gross.
Yeah, someone said that wasn't a tonsil stone what is happening to you, that's food.
No, it's not. No, because I actually...
That's so gross if that's But you said they're soft and you rolled it up. It sounds like more of a booger. These are hard as a rock.
And they come out of your... It depends on what kind of your boogers you got, but that's a whole different story.
That's
I'm
so
sure
gross.
The kids
Either
being
way.
Driven home from school right now.
Just like
just going,
what the
their
hell?
Parents are going, what? Are you, oh, boy. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. We've got plenty more, including beat writers for the Jacksonville Jaguars and your Houston Astros coming up before we wrap it up. But we've got all kinds of things on the docket, so don't go anywhere. This is the Usual Suspects on a Friday here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll along. We run the gamut. We give you tonsil stones. We give you Texans. We give you Astros. We give you Hurricane Harvey relief. Now we give you Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat writer, Ryan. And you can follow him, by the way, because he covers a team in your division, at Ryan O'Halloran. And I'll spell it for you, at RyanOHalloran on Twitter. A great follow. Ryan, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We know you got a lot of things going on.
Sure thing. Glad to be with you.
First things first, man. Hope you are out and about and prepared for the storm. Get out of there. Get to Houston as soon as you can. Hope you and your family are safe. But give us a little bit of an overview of what to expect from a team the Texans have beat six in a row. But new coach, new at what are the new wrinkles that we're going to see of a Doug Marrone system and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, yeah. Let's start on offense. I mean, Leonard Fournette, for some reason, may not even start the game. They may feel compelled to start veteran Chris Ivory, but when they get going on offense, if they get going, they want to be the Leonard Fournette running game to set up the play action, to go downfield to Blake Bortles, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee, et cetera. They felt Blake through too many times the last couple of years, and they wanted to basically save him from himself and be a ball control, physical offense. On defense, you know, same coordinator. I think they're going to maybe pressure a little bit more because they have Boye and Ramsey at the corners. But, you know, with the first game of a new staff, always a ton of unknowns.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm probably catching heat from some folks because I have the Jags winning a wild card and making the playoffs. Am I crazy?
Thank you, Ryan.
Over there. Am I nuts? Am I wild? I really feel like this is a defense that might be underrated. They could end up being a top 10 defense. If they can control the ball, I think they're deep at the running back position. The O-line's not terrible. If they can control the ball and play good defense, they have a shot in a terrible division, no less.
I mean, I think people who even write for the website and talk on the flagship radio station aren't going to go that far for a wild card. I think they're a 4 or 5 win team. That's a lot of ifs that have to go right. This defense has a lot of names on it, but they haven't played a lot together in camp. And they're last in the league in interceptions last year. They did not create takeaways. On offense, they got a quarterback problem. They went back to Blake Bortles after a 9-day charade / competition. Once Leonard Fournette gets going, as we expect he will, defenses will adjust and make Blake beat them. He hasn't proven he can do that. So, I mean, if they can go from 3-13 last year to 6-7 wins this year, I think that'd be a positive step.
Can you talk to me, Ryan, a little bit about if we will see and if he is a guy that's going to factor into the long-term plans of the Jaguars in Dede Westbrook? Because, I mean, look, preseason, he looked pretty good. And I know it's just preseason, but for a guy that had off-the-field issues, but no one ever questioned his talent on the field, he looks like that might be a heck of a find for that team.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he slipped because of the off-the-field issues. But, you know, when he was good in the preseason games, he was going against probably threes. I mean, he barely went against number two. So there's a transition there. He's been ruled out for Sunday, and that's the issue with Dede right now. He missed most of all OTAs with an injury. Now he's got the core muscle injury, which leads to sports hernia surgery at some point. That's just a matter of fact. So, you know, Westbrook, whatever they get out of Dede is going to be a little bit of a bonus, especially early in the season, because they feel he has some issues getting off tight coverage. And also, he's got to stay healthy.
What is from your perspective, what are some of the keys to this game between the Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, I think it's takeaways. The Jaguars, as we talked about earlier, you know, haven't been able to produce them. They're last in the league since 2008 in that category. You know, if they can force Tom Savage into a couple in B+2, get a couple of short fields, I think that's their best chance. Is how can they steal a possession or two on the road against a team that's, you know, the division favorite?
What's your overall assessment of that division? I mean, obviously here everybody thinks that it's just another foregone conclusion. The Texans either win it or they're in another neck and neck with just Tennessee. But how do you see this whole division playing out?
I think it still goes through Houston. Tennessee, I think one of those things where they had a lot of surprising success last year. Maybe they take a step back. Indianapolis, you don't know when Andrew Luck's going to play. I mean, I think they're in a rebuild. And the Jaguars are sort of, I mean, are they a last-place team? Are they a third-place team? But, you know, if I had to rank them right now, I'd go Houston first, Tennessee second, Indianapolis third, Jacksonville fourth.
That's kind of surprising. No love for Tennessee, huh? I feel like that might be – they're the new class of the division, the way they're building that team over there. But, I mean, I could see that. I think the Texans are – to me, even when you look at the spread for this game between, you know, Jacksonville and Houston, it's a five-point spread. Three of those you get at home by default. So – tells you Vegas just thinks the difference between Jacksonville and Houston is about 2 points. I mean, what is it that you think that from an outsider's perspective from the Texans, what is it that this team needs to do to be able to return to the playoffs?
Well, you know, keeping 99 healthy is the key because, I mean, you know, best player in the division, if not the entire league. But can they get some stability at quarterback? You know, can Tom Savage play well enough to, you know, hang on to the job and then win games? You know, I really like Lamar Miller, like the tight ends. You know, can they cobble together a passing game until some of the receivers get back? So, I mean, it's a Texans team, I think, that it's almost like if they're patient with the quarterback spot, and that may help them in the long run this year.
A.J. Bouye, obviously someone that people know here very, very well, goes with the big free agent contract to Jacksonville. Early impressions on him in terms of being that answer at the other corner and a long-term big-time player for that team?
Well, you know, he didn't play in the preseason. He got hurt in the New England joint practice on August 7th. And so by the time he got back to practice, the practices were closed to the media. But, you know, the things the coaches say is he's very much a technician. He doesn't get himself into trouble by, you know, getting his feet wrong, or getting his hips turned too early. So he's pretty good in all kinds of different coverage. You know, this is a big ask for AJ now. I mean, you know, he signed the big deal. This is going to be a spotlight on him he hasn't had before. I certainly didn't have it in Houston. So, you know, see how guys adjust to that. But, you know, they feel he's an ascending player that can play multiple years here for the Jaguars.
Is Fournette the real deal? I mean, I haven't watched a lot of Jacksonville in the preseason. Is the feeling that he is the real deal?
Fournette?
Yeah.
Again, injuries for him. He played the first game in New England, had 9 carries. He gets really, he got stepped on, so he may have a little bit of a toe/foot injury. But you watch him in practice, he's better than anybody they have here. And he's better as a receiver out of the backfield than expected because LSU didn't ask him to do a lot of that. The key thing going for Leonard is how much do they trust him on third down? Do they trust him to pass protect, you know, catch it out of the backfield? So I think, you know, real deal, I think we'll find out quickly. But they got to have room for it. They got to make room for him. Right now, this offensive line hasn't played well in the preseason.
Real quick, does it bother you when people call them the Jaguars?
I mean, I guess at least they're calling you something, you know? I mean, like in print, I don't even like going Jags. I just go Jaguars. But, I mean, to me, it's fine. It's like, I mean, anytime you are underdogs on the road for the 45th straight game and you've won 11 games in the last 3 years, any kind of punchline for a team is apt.
Does anybody covering the team say Jaguars and you just want to punch them?
I don't think so. I think everybody's been trained properly.
And one quick thing on our good friend, Keenan McCardell. Has he made a difference? I've heard from some good things from some people in terms of getting those highly drafted draft pick receivers to kind of really buckle down. And it seems like they're glad to have him back in Jacksonville.
Well, I think he's very popular amongst the fans. And, you know, him returning to coaching with Tom Coughlin as the executive VP made a lot of sense. And, you know, one thing that he's trying to instill is, you know, the toughness. Hey, if you're a receiver, you don't get a call, don't sulk. If you're getting, you know, jammed at the line, fight through it. So I think that's one of the reasons why he's here is he can lean on his playing experience to help an Allen Robinson, a Marquise Lee, and Allen Hurns get to the next level.
Speaking of Tom Coughlin, how is it going down there? How well has it been received and what changes that he's instituted in there?
Well, it's a culture of paranoia, that's for sure. That's for starters. Which makes it probably like a lot of teams. I mean, his stamp was with Barry Church and Calais Campbell, older free agents. A.J. Bouye, he's more of a Dave Caldwell guy coming off his rookie deal. And then the big Coughlin stamp was Fournette. I don't think Dave Caldwell would have taken a tailback fourth overall. So those three moves really, you know, crystallize what Tom's vision is, and it's not planning for 2020. It's trying to win this year.
That's good stuff, Ryan. Hey, man, I hope you're – are you already in Houston? Are you packing up?
Flying tonight.
Okay, well, get out of there safely. Maybe we'll run into you on Sunday over at the stadium, but we appreciate you spending some time with us, and we'll look forward to doing it again.
Okay, anytime now, guys. Thanks.
Ryan O'Halloran right there, beat writer for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Some interesting stuff
Jaguars,
there.
Jaguars. Say
Jaguars.
It right. Wires.
No. But overriding theme? Anybody not
depression.
Get injured? Anyone not get hurt in preseason?
After listening to
he
that,
sounds so depressed.
Jags fans.
Man, could you imagine writing for a team like that for so? Remember, I mean, just covering the Astros for a couple of years or just being in sports talk radio when they were losing 100 games a couple of years in a row was depressing. I couldn't imagine spending most of my time covering a team that sucks so bad for so long.
That guy needs a snow cone.
There was just this air of defeat in his voice.
Yeah, you could hear it. Nick, we got to get that man a snow cone at the game on Sunday. Unless they beat the Texans, then of course he might sound a little happier. I don't know.
He might be happier in Houston right now this weekend.
So. How is it that a guy in Houston is more up on his team than he is, as far as like positive vibes and feeling good about it. I think they're making a lot of good changes. I mean,
Barry goes and says, "I'm picking up for the wild card." He's like, "Oh, not even the talk show host on the flagship,
right?" Because I look at it, you look from an outside looking in, you're like, "Man, Tom Coughlin comes in, Keenan McCardell's getting the receivers whipped into shape." You got, you know, I mean, obviously Blake Bortles is an issue, but hell, if the Texans can make the playoffs with Brock Osweiler,
certainly the Jags can make the
playoffs with Blake Bortles, because I would take Bortles over Osweiler.
Even though I think you're an idiot, I mean, it was an idiotic pick for this year. I even said, look, aside from the quarterback position, they've built a really good young team on both sides of the ball.
I make one pick every year that everyone scratches their head about, whether it's the Rockies or the Bucks last year. So this is my Bucks and Rockies. We'll see what happens.
All right, we'll
see. I going to be wrong? Probably. But I have at least I have a reason.
It'll never come up again.
At least I have a reason.
So we got 2 hours in the books. 1 hour still to go with a big show. Still to come, Jake Kaplan, beat writer for your Houston Astros, working for the Houston Chronicle, will join us about 3:30.
We'll
cover that.
I found pictures I had taken of my tonsil stones. I'm going to show you guys.
I don't think I need to see all that.
Yeah. Lauren Pope Googled it. She said, horrible mistake. I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to tweet these out and make you look at them. I'm going to make y'all retweet them.
You want to say what you want to say the word that they're called when they're not called tonsil stones?
Yeah. Tonsiliths.
Liths. I felt like Sylvester the cat. I kept going,
it's
tonsilith.
Not easy to say.
Tonsilith. But I have them. You have them. We just have different variations.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with a whole lot more on your tonsils. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.